Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
President Trump forged this moment. Iran begged for this ceasefire, and we all know it. As the president truthed this morning, a big day for world peace. Iran wants it to happen. They've had enough.
Boy, I hope all that's true. Doesn't seem that it's obviously true. So we'll talk more about that later this hour. What happened last night? What has been agreed to or not agreed to so far? It's quite a mystery to practically everybody.
Stay tuned. We'll hit it hard, maybe the bottom of this hour.
Yesterday, at its height, oil was $112 a barrel. Right now, it's $91. So you got that.
Stay with us. Disruption has its own costs. If you can tweak something as opposed to blowing it up, often that's a good deal, whether a relationship or a job or just there are 1,000 examples. Sometimes something needs to be completely disrupted in the downside of the disruption just has to be dealt with. And I would argue that's where we are with America's government schools at this point. And on that topic, a handful of pieces of information I've come across. San Francisco school officials voted last week to restore 8th grade algebra more than a decade after the district eliminated the course in the name of equity, which attracted intense criticism as math scores declined across the district. So it's good that they backtracked from a horrifically stupid policy, but the school board approved that measure by a 4-3 vote.
Wow, and it lasted 10 years.
The district policy implemented in 2014 as San Francisco led the charge toward absolutely insane abusive education policies, removed algebra from middle schools in an attempt to give minority students more time to learn basic math skills. Instead, math proficiency declined across the district among all cohorts, including among black students. Eighth grade math proficiency in San Francisco public schools fell from 51% to 40% in the space of 6 years.
Well, 51% is a horror.
Right.
That starting number is a horror.
And how'd this program work equity-wise, Jack? Proficiency among black students fell from 11% to 4%.
Wow.
Parents who could afford tutors or enrolling their kids in summer school often did, paying out of pocket. Under the old policy, San Francisco, this is a quote from a Stanford economist, they try to achieve equity not by raising the floor but by lowering the ceiling. It's a problem we see nationally. Just horrible. That's enough of that, though.
God dang it. Even in general, it's really hard to know how much your kids are learning at school unless you're, like, questioning them themselves. Because they will give your kids good grades and just pass them along, and you have no idea.
Yes, absolutely. Now, from the right-leaning New York Post, this is an article or an editorial by Dr. Carrie Ingram, who's an education specialist. Schools should educate children, not train activists. America's public education system has drifted dangerously from its core mission. Schools exist to educate people, children, obviously, teach them how to read, write, think critically, and understand the world around them. But across the country, many classrooms are increasingly focused on something else entirely. They are bent on turning students into political activists. And man, she runs through a nationwide checklist of school children, little children, participating in anti-ICE drills and protests. It's the latest example of political propaganda forced on kids during the school day. In New York, footage shows a preschool teacher encouraging children to talk about how they feel about ICE and President Trump, obviously based on the so-called education they've received from their teacher. In Boston, here's a video of an elementary school teacher showing her little kids marching around the classroom holding signs chanting, "No Donald Trump, no Donald Trump." It's full-on activist training with taxpayer dollars during the school day. And she
Which
writes,
would be horrible on its own if reading and math were at 95% proficiency. It would be awful and a danger to society. But
right.
You got both ends are bad.
Agreed. Students are taught to organize demonstrations, participate in protests, and adopt ideological positions on complex public issues, things they don't have the facts or context for, and often before they've even mastered basic academic skills. To Jack's point, then she restates your argument more or less. Alternately, it's increasingly replaced with lessons instead of reading math, science, and history, lessons centered on activism, grievance, and personal political identity. This isn't preparing students for success. It's distracting them from the very education they desperately need. And she goes into some of the miserable results and more examples of the activism. The largest teachers union, the National Education Association, is training teachers right now. They're growing these programs in advancing LGBTQ+ justice and transgender advocacy rather than how to teach reading, writing, and math. Not like transgender awareness, but advocacy. And obviously, as she makes the point, kids are not learning to think critically and how to think. They're learning what they must think. There's only one belief that's allowed, and it is drilled into them. I wish we had time for this whole article because it is very, very good. But I was struck by this. The left-leaning, it leans so far, it's going to fall over and crack its head. The left-leaning Atlantic, with their big feature article, "America is sliding toward illiteracy. Declining standards and low expectations are destroying American education."
I would go with "have destroyed," but...
I would say have perverted and screwed a couple of generations of children already. Folks, I mean, we're all familiar with the oft-stated truism that we didn't know what was happening in the classrooms till COVID. And parents looked over their kids' shoulders and were like, "What the hell?" Here's the bad news. That had been going on for some time, and it's still going on now. They just know they have to keep it a little more covert. And I beg you to believe me. I'm not a paranoiac with some sort of agenda just trying to keep you listening. This is true. Let me quote a little from The Atlantic. "The past decade may rank as one of the worst in the history of American education."
That doesn't surprise me in the least.
"It marks a stark reversal from what was once a hopeful story. At the start of the century, this century, American students registered steady improvements in math and reading. Around 2013, this progress began to stall out and then to backslide dramatically. What exactly went wrong? The decline began well before the pandemic, so COVID-era disruptions alone cannot explain it. Smartphones and social media probably account for some of the drop, but there's another explanation, albeit one that progressives in particular seem reluctant to countenance, a pervasive refusal to hold children to high standards." And I would argue, and progressives are absolutely as unwilling to consider this, substituting indoctrination for learning.
Oh, my God. This is a tough subject for me to engage in and not lose my mind because I've lived it. Because my kids, you know, the last decade, we've fallen off a cliff. My kids are 16 and 14, so I've lived this. I've had teachers tell me, "Your kid is grade level," and then quizzed him and found out, "No, he's freaking not."
Not even close.
What are you doing?
We are now seeing what the lost decade in American education has wrought, they write in The Atlantic. By some measures, American students have regressed to a level not seen in 25 years or more. Test scores from the National Association of Educational Progress, released this year show that 33% of eighth graders are reading at a level that is below basic. A third of them, meaning that they struggle to follow the order of events in a passage or even to summarize its main idea. Boy, but they can tell you that about all the different genders. That is the highest share of students unable to meaningfully read since 1992. Among fourth graders, 40% are below basic in reading, the highest share since 2000. In 2024, the average score on the ACT, the Popular College Admissions Standardized Test, was 19.4, the worst average performance since the test was redesigned in 1990. American school children have given up almost all of the gains they achieved at the start of the century, and they mentioned that parents with more money have put their kids in private schools, hired tutors, etc. But the masses of people in, say, the bottom 80% of income who might not have had those opportunities or not been aware of how critical it was to exercise them have seen miserable, miserable results. And this is the progressive agenda and teachers' unions at work.
Well, for many years,
we need a major disruption of our government schools now.
If you grew up the way I grew up, most of us did, where your parents could assume that you're learning to read and write, and that if you're getting A's and B's or C's or whatever, you're roughly doing okay and everything. But those years are, I don't know when it ended, but those days are over. You cannot at all assume your kid is learning basic reading, writing, and arithmetic, or that their grade means anything.
I will restate what I've said many times. You may be in the ruby reddest town in America. There is an island of deep blue in your town. It is your government schools. Trust me on this. Here's another great point, from the far left Atlantic. A seemingly plausible culprit and a familiar boogeyman for progressives is insufficient spending. The problem with this tidy explanation is that it's not tethered to reality.
Right.
School spending did not decline from 2012 to 2022. In fact, it increased significantly, even after adjusting for inflation, from $14,000 a student to more than $16,000, and a great, great deal more in more expensive places. Oh, boy. And they go into the financing and more or less just...
We're spending more than we've ever spent per student adjusted for inflation and getting less. That's the only thing you need to know.
Besides, America recently ran a very large natural experiment in dropping money on schools that, in a word, failed. He goes into the details. Michael Petrelli, the president of the Thomas B. Fordham Institute and Education Policy Think Tank, said, and I quote, and I'm going to use the term spit for obvious reasons here, the scientific term for this is that we didn't get jack spit out of that money. There are some studies that can detect small impacts, but they're small. I think it's also fair to say that a lot of the money was wasted. I mean, obviously, we could go on all day. I will not step even a tiny baby step back from my statement that I've made more than once. The biggest crisis, the biggest problem the United States of America faces right now is the indoctrination and lack of education of our children. China as a threat pales next to it, as does Iran. End of screed for now.
Well, and they'll all fit together eventually.
Well, and the fact that all of this, the progressivism is being pushed hard by China through TikTok, among other things, and Russia, and all of our adversaries. They are bankrolling the crap out of it. Who do you think George Soros is? What do you think he believes? Why do you think he's financing what he is? To bring down the great evil United States. All right, that's the end of my screed.
Day one of my son's public school history class, they had to write the land acknowledgement. That's what they did in history class on day one. He's no longer in that class, but...
Tear it all down.
It's unreal. Any comments? Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
It's tax season, and at LifeLock, we know you're tired of numbers. But here's a big one you need to hear. Billions. That's the amount of money in refunds the IRS has flagged for possible identity fraud. Now here's another big number. 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it guaranteed. One last big number. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com for the threats you can't control. Terms apply.
I didn't switch to Pure Talk just because I wanted to save 50% off the same 5G service I've been paying twice as much for. I switched because I like the idea of being in business with a wireless company that supports our veterans in a meaningful way. Pure Talk also creates American jobs every day by keeping their entire operation in this country. I appreciate that. If you feel the same, dial #250. Say micro and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Look at your home from the street for a second. Now imagine it with rich, fresh color, clean trim, and a finish that looks great in the sunshine. Eagle Eye Painting can make that happen quickly and professionally. Our friendly crew focuses on the details through prep, careful edges, and a job site that's cleaned up when we're done. We're local, licensed, bonded, and insured, and we can walk you through the whole process in English or Spanish. Make this the season your home really stands out. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for your free exterior estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at gormancomp.com. Law.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Experience the Shasta Symphony Orchestra Spring Concert, Saturday, April 25th at 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Tickets are $15 general admission, $10 for seniors and wheelchair accessible, $5 for students with ID. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got my money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
We'll be right back.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
So we're going to talk about the ceasefire and what we know and what we don't know coming up in just a little bit. But we didn't, because Trump threatened to end a civilization yesterday, we didn't get around to this story. Oh, my God. Yeah, it kind of blots out a lot of stories.
The desperate search in the Bahamas for Michigan.
Hold on. And so we didn't get to this story about, maybe you just heard the broad outlines of it 2 days ago when it first emerged of dude goes out in a boat with his wife. He comes back, swims back saying wife fell overboard.
He paddled back saying his wife fell overboard with the boat key in her hand.
So he couldn't
start the engine. So it took him a very long time to get back to report her missing.
So that was all I heard. Maybe all you. Was there anybody, unless you haven't watched enough 2020 or Dateline in your life, who didn't immediately jump to the, he killed her?
Yeah.
Immediately? Anyway, yes. So here's the latest development in the story.
The desperate search in the Bahamas for Michigan mother Lynette Hooker, who went missing during a nighttime boat ride with her husband, Brian Hooker, has entered day three. Speaking to CBS News, Carly Aylesworth, Lynette's daughter, says the two had a rocky relationship.
Their relationship has been a lot of fighting and drinking lately, so I'm just kind of questioning what actually went on in that dinghy.
Royal Bahamian police say Brian told investigators Lynette fell over from an 8-foot hard-bottom dinghy with the keys to the boat and was carried away by strong rip currents. Aylesworth says her mother is an experienced swimmer and boater and doesn't believe his story adds up.
Okay, that doesn't include the daughter also saying yesterday he had once threatened to drown her. And obviously this is not funny. It's just it's incredible to me that these idiot murderers, like the guy on the cliff in Hawaii, took out an insurance policy on his wife. Then a week later, tries to beat her to death with a rock and throw her off a cliff and thinks he's going to get away with it. This guy had been getting into fights, say, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to drown you, and then takes her out in a boat and she disappears and he thinks that that's going to work.
He makes up this elaborate story that conveniently explains like every aspect of it and makes it look like he's not a murderer.
What is it with the murderous idiots?
Well, and the guy in Hawaii was a doctor. I mean,
right.
He was very bright.
Right.
But some people must have a blind spot imagining how their story is going to sound to another person. I mean, because that boat story, like you said, everybody reacted the same way.
Wait a minute. We all reacted that way before we heard from the daughter who said, yeah, he'd been threatening to kill her for a while.
Oh, yeah. That's, please, it's over.
What?
Yeah.
It's so unfortunate that so many bad things happen at the hands of complete idiots.
Yeah, I hope this is nobody in our audience, but if there's somebody vexing you in your life and you're thinking about killing them, number one, you will get caught and you will be in a cage for the rest of your life. Number two, just go through the other choice, and no matter how painful it might be, of divorce or lawsuit or whatever.
Yeah, she fell overboard with the key, and you see, and yeah, you're right. And you know what's going to happen? We're just going to say, damn, that's a shame. My prayers are with you. Go and live your life now without your wife burdening your soul.
Because it's never your angry, drunk spouse who commits that sort of crime, so I guess you're free to go.
You moron.
Good Lord. Oh.
Unbelievable. Did Iran get everything it wanted? Or close to it? Or did Trump get everything he wanted? We can get into some of the details on that coming up, the details that are known, which aren't many.
Armstrong and Getty.
All right, folks. As we approach Liberty Island, you'll see the iconic Statue of Liberty, standing tall at over 300 feet. The torch in her hand symbolizes a beacon of hope that's held up by her very wavy arm.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. IZERVAY, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. It's proven to slow GA progression and could preserve your remaining vision for longer, so you can keep seeing the world around you. Don't take IZERVAY if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't wait for your vision changes to progress. Ask your retina specialist about IZERVAY today. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to IZERVAY.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Northern California outdoor enthusiasts, get ready. The 2026 Redding Sportsman's Expo is presented by Crown Motors, Turner's Outdoorsman, and Elwood Ranch. Join us Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Doors are open to the public 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Explore the best in hunting gear, fly fishing tackle, boating, camping, kayaks, mountain bikes, off-road equipment, and more, all under one roof. Meet experts, check out the latest products, and plan your next epic trip with thousands of fellow enthusiasts. You won't want to miss the huge prize giveaways happening all weekend. Tickets are just $8 for adults, $6 for seniors. Kids 12 and under are free, and veterans are free on Sunday. The Redding Sportsman's Expo at the Redding Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th. This is an event you cannot miss. Redding Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th.
Hear ye, good folk. You are cordially invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds at 1890 Briggs Street. Watch knights fight for their honor in armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $17 for adults, $15 for youth 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Huzzah!
Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Kick off your Monday with our county's key stories. Tune in to KCNR at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief offers crisp, local-only updates and lively discussions that matter to the community. Have a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a message. The Town Hall Brief, the trusted source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality?
At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The president declaring victory, but so is the Iranian regime as it announces that the country is going to temporarily halt retaliatory attacks in the region to allow these negotiations to take place. It also says it's going to reopen the critical Strait of Hormuz for the next 2 weeks. But honestly, there are many unanswered questions about what's actually been agreed and achieved. Although the Strait of Hormuz will reopen, for now it'll be controlled by the Iranian military, whereas before the war there was a free passage for all vessels.
I'm trying to come up with the most charitable view of this I possibly can. Maybe the problem that some of us are making is not recognizing that this is just a pause for negotiations. This is not anything having been accomplished. Just both sides have proposals. Let's stop the fighting and then sit down and talk about these proposals.
And as I suggested earlier, also get a grip on who are the new guys, who's in charge, and what are their attitudes.
With the idea that we could restart the ass kicking,
right,
if they don't agree.
Got this note just real briefly, Dave from South Carolina, loyal Dave from South Carolina. We assume that, Dave, you're the loyal sort. Can you act a little bit happier that we're not at war today and hell didn't break loose the way you thought it was going to yesterday? That's why I haven't watched the mainstream media since 2020. I swear a lot of people seem bummed out today that the war didn't happen like they thought it would. Market's way up, disaster averted, beautiful spring weather. Life's good. Go buy some stocks, boys. Which is funny. I think I would describe it, Dave, as there was a giant hornet's nest in the attic, and today was the day that the battle was going to begin. And the exterminator said, nah, it's going to be fine. And I'm like, ooh, there's still a hornet's nest in the attic. That's where we are.
Yeah, so the problem with my rosy scenario is that's not what the Trump administration is saying. They're saying that Iran has agreed to all this stuff, and there's no indication that they actually have.
Right.
Now, maybe that's just Trump being the salesman with the presumptive close or whatever. Here's a rosy view before we get to some of the less rosy views. Former ambassador to Oman, his name is Mark Sievers. He tweeted this out. My take on the ceasefire. Iran blinked. Just yesterday, the regime rejected a temporary ceasefire and refused to meet in Islamabad. Overnight, they took President Trump's threats seriously. There is no way to bridge Iran's 10 points with America's 15. So the outcome of negotiations depends on whether Iran accepts the fundamental U.S. demands, removal of highly enriched uranium, no further enrichment, dismantlement of the ballistic missile and drone capacity, an end to funding and directing regional proxies, and a full reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. We'll see soon enough. Well, there's no indication that they're going to agree to any of those things. They have never hinted that they're going to do any of those things. And they're claiming to their own people and to anybody who asks, they haven't agreed to those things and they won't.
Yeah, if there is an explanation to square that circle, whatever that expression means, I don't know what it is. And I'm working as hard as I can to imagine it.
Now,
here's one possibility. The shaky, newish leaders of Iran trying to coalesce their control over the military in the country are anxious not to signal any sort of weakness, lest more militant factions push them aside. So they're talking to Washington while claiming to be hard asses at home.
That's a good angle, and that could be one of those things that, you know, with 2020 hindsight, 20 years from now, when the details come out, it'll all make sense. Because this does happen a lot. Read some history of some major ending of conflicts or peace deals or whatever. There's so many things going on behind the scenes that you don't know about, that you can't know about. Right. Maybe that's it. Maybe the people kind of in charge in Iran have told Trump and Witkoff that the only way we're holding on is by pretending to be a hard ass. Otherwise, we're dead. And then you'll be negotiating with the real crazies. And so we've got to at least pretend. That's possible. That is absolutely 100% possible.
The businessmen are trying to wrest control away from the religious fanatics. Yeah, it's possible.
For what we know, though, Trump said, quote from his own post, complete, immediate, and safe opening of the Strait of Hormuz. The Financial Times and others are reporting that, as of this morning, Iran is demanding that shipping companies pay tolls in cryptocurrency for oil tankers to pass through the Strait of Hormuz. The strait was free to pass through before the war started, and as of today, it looks like you got to pay Iran a toll. Now, Jonathan Carl just tweeted out that he had a conversation on the phone with President Trump, and Trump said he's okay with the Iranians charging a toll for all the ships that go through the Strait of Hormuz. He said, we're thinking of doing this as a joint venture, a U.S.-Iran venture to charge tolls. Quote, we're thinking of doing this as a joint venture. It's a way of securing it, also securing it from lots of other people. It's a beautiful thing.
If that is the result, Trump will be impeached, and he should be. So we bomb the bejesus out of Iran. They become more militant and seize control of the Strait of Hormuz, but they promise to share some of the booty with us. And we say, okay, it's a deal.
Because in Trump's mind, we weren't getting any money for ships going through previously, and now we are, so that's good.
Yes.
The people of Iran still live under a horrifying regime that is going to seek out anybody who said an even slightly kind word about the United States over the last month, and they're going to torture them to death and hang them in the streets.
With all due respect to the horrors that the people of Iran suffer, I'm more concerned about the U.S. and our allies. Will Iran continue to export Islamic fundamentalist terror? How about that aspect? I don't care how big a slice we're getting of the action in the Strait of Hormuz if they keep doing that.
How about the main reason for the war? Do they hang on to the uranium and keep working on trying to get a bomb?
Questions piled on questions.
Now, Trump said this morning that Iran is going to help us dig up the uranium and get it out of the country. That's hard to imagine. I suppose it's possible, but it seems unlikely. But the only thing we have to go on right now is Trump's own quotes today. We're thinking of charging a toll as a joint venture, and it's a way of securing it from lots of other people. It's a beautiful thing. That's where we're going to end up.
Yeah, I'm digging. I'm trying to come up with any clues. International relief was tempered by uncertainty over what comes next.
There also is this. This has been reported. I saw it on MSNBC and Fox. Our version of the agreement of the ceasefire is they give up their nuclear program and we get the uranium back. The Farsi version that Iran put out doesn't include that. That's a pretty major point. It's the reason the war happened.
Hey, somebody hit copy, they forgot to hit paste. It happens. Oh boy, I'm reading some of the statements of the people involved, and I don't know. There's no knowing at this point. Shipping companies signaled that they were cautious about resuming transit through the waterway. A handful of ships have been observed moving through each day since the war began, blah, blah, blah. Israel said the ceasefire did not extend to Lebanon. On Wednesday, carried out its largest strike against Hezbollah since that front opened up.
Yeah, so the agreement out of Islamabad said that Israel did need to stop attacking Lebanon and Hezbollah. Israel said, we don't agree with that, and they've hit them more today than they have at any point over the last month.
Further highlighting the fragility of the truth, such as it is, Iran's state media reported that an oil refinery on Lavan, an Iranian island in the Persian Gulf, was struck by unspecified enemies. Fresh Iranian attacks were also reported in some Persian Gulf countries. Kuwait's defense ministry said that its air defenses had engaged with at least 28 drones from Iran despite the ceasefire. Investors welcomed the ceasefire after weeks of war. They haven't ceased firing is my objection to that term.
Yeah, I give more leeway to that just because the ends of lots of wars have included continuing to fire stuff off for a while. It's hard to get everybody on board, I guess.
And here's the key sentence. Worldwide relief at the pause in fighting was tempered by confusion over what would come next.
Yeah, so this is Financial Times. Trump says U.S. and Iran will dig up and remove nuclear material. You know, big if true, as they say. Mark Halpern from his newsletter today said, if there is a Trump masterstroke coming, it will emanate from a place that is currently hidden from analysts about what happened and what happens next. Yeah. What did happen last night? What is actually being, was anything agreed to?
Critics of Mr. Netanyahu's call the ceasefire a diplomatic disaster and accused him of failing to achieve his stated war goal of destroying Iran's theocratic government. Let's see what else.
Let's go let's hear from Pete Hegseth presenting the other side of this, starting with 60, and I'll run through a couple of these, Michael.
Iran has been a threat to the United States and the free world for 47 years. Chants of death to America, targeting our people, killing Americans, lying and blackmailing their way toward a nuclear weapon, so they thought. No longer. Not on our watch.
Never mind everything we just said. Sorry to have wasted your time.
Well, is that true? I mean, surely Pete Hegseth wouldn't go out and say that if there wasn't some chance that it's true. But I can't imagine how it is. Did the agreement include, because the Weirdbeard Jr. is in charge. He's the Ayatollah.
He's in a coma. He isn't in charge of squat. That's my opinion.
Okay, so you think there's a new regime in charge that's not going to chant death to America and is going to tell the however many million people in Iran that believe that sort of thing, hey, no more death to America. We're kind of friends with them now. We're charging toll.
No, but Pete Hegseth seems to.
Well, does he believe that, though?
I don't have the slightest.
More from Pete. This is just a couple hours ago.
President Trump forged this moment. Iran begged for this ceasefire, and we all know it. As the president truthed this morning, a big day for world peace. Iran wants it to happen. They've had enough.
I'm not trying to just be Captain Negative, but they probably did beg for a ceasefire that includes we now control the Strait of Hormuz and get to charge a toll. And according to our version in Farsi of the ceasefire, we get to keep our uranium. So, yeah, I'm all for the ceasefire, they might say. I would beg for that ceasefire, too.
Pete goes on.
Operation Epic Fury was a historic and overwhelming victory on the battlefield. A capital V military victory. By any measure, Epic Fury decimated Iran's military and rendered it combat ineffective for years to come.
Okay, fair enough. I think that's this true. Next clip is the key clip, if there is a key clip.
This new regime just happened to look at what happened to their predecessors. Their top leadership was systematically eliminated. The previous Iranian supreme leader, dead. The Supreme National Security Council secretary, dead. The Supreme Leader Office Advisor, dead. The Supreme Leader Military Office Chief, dead. The Defense Minister, no longer with us. The IRGC Commander, dead. The Armed Forces General Staff Commander, dead. The Intelligence Minister, dead. The IRGC Navy Commander, no longer here. The IRGC Intel Chief, dead.
So the most charitable view is what you were saying. They are dealing with somebody that's nominally in charge right now. They can't say it out loud because they're trying to figure out how to consolidate power and deal with the people that want them dead. They have agreed and said, yeah, we're fine with not having a nuclear weapon. Fine with us. We'll give you the uranium. And the strait can be
Thanks
open.
Thanks for killing the lunatics, by the way.
Yeah. And we're going to try to run the country. I hope we can all be friends. Maybe we're dealing with a group of people that are saying that. And they're trying to consolidate. I heard this phrase one time, maybe from Henry Kissinger, somebody like that. The only way a state, a nation can survive is if it has a monopoly on violence. Mm-hmm. You have to have a monopoly on violence. They're trying to come up with a monopoly on violence, so there's not other groups out there that can, you know, challenge them.
And the keys to the treasury. Yeah, exactly. I mean, if that is true, that's an incredibly, incredibly encouraging development. Big if. We'll wait and see.
God, I would say. Holy crap. All right. Any thoughts? You can text us or email us.
Looking for a great real estate agent? Someone who can help you sell your home fast and for top dollar? Go to Ready.com, R-E-D-Y.com. Because on Ready, agents will pay you just for the opportunity to sell your home. Yeah, on Ready, agents will pay you for your listing. Thousands of dollars up front just for a chance to sell your home. And it's easy. Just go to ready.com, enter your address, and when you want to sell. In just 48 hours, the best local agents are competing on Ready to be your agent with cash offers up front just to win your business. Hey, your listing is valuable. Don't give it away. Make those agents earn it. Get paid to pick your real estate agent. Go to ready.com or call 888-525-RED. R-E-D-Y. 888-525-READY.
Here's a question. How many brokers does it take to insure your business? If you're like most business owners, the answer is too many. Multiple policies, multiple applications, and no clear view of how it all fits together. And when questions come up, it's not easy to get the clarity you need. SuperSure changes that. One broker for all your business insurance, backed by a team that works with you year-round, not just at renewal. And if you've ever stared at a policy wondering what it actually covers, SuperSure has a fine print facts tool that translates the legal jargon into plain English so you know what's covered and what's not. Right now, you can go to supersure.com and get a full report on your current policies with no obligation. Find out if you're overinsured, underinsured, or somewhere in between. Go to supersure.com. One super agency. One powerful platform. All your policies in one place. Go to supersure.com. That's supersure.com.
Paid for by SuperSure Insurance Agency, LLC, a licensed insurance agency.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Redding Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit reddingheatingair.com. Old fashioned service. Modern day solutions.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Been big breakfast in
11, yes.
Okay, just a warning, that will take probably a while.
Well, I got 8 hungry kids at the house, so yeah, that's cool, bro.
Give me a second, I need manager approval.
Need manager approval.
Anything else you do today?
No, that'll be it.
All right, you're looking at 83.34 the next time.
83, okay, thanks, guy.
First of all, Chuckles McGruff there was taking it all in a good spirit. Apparently that's a quote-unquote viral video. He's got a big family, blah, blah, blah. There's actually a follow-up story that's
pretty
interesting.
You need manager approval if you order, like, more than, what, 4 biscuits or something? I don't know.
Because the other customers will have to wait for longer than they want. Actually, that might relate to the follow-up story that I've got, which we barely have time for. But interestingly, and we can come back to this later, there's just absolutely no question that Americans have been getting richer over the last 30, 40 years. The middle class is smaller because the upper middle class is much bigger. Every quintile is improving in virtually every single way, and the populists on the left and right are all wrong. We can get back to that next hour. But interestingly, you remember the kind of wussy McDonald's CEO who was nibbling at the new burger? There's a great article in the Journal about how McDonald's is dealing with a K-shaped economy and a K-shaped menu. They have one cohort of their audience who wants, like, better food and are willing to pay $8-9 for a burger. That's fine. Absolutely fine. There's a huge chunk of their business that needs the low-priced, extra-special, cheapo stuff. And they're trying to figure out how to cater to both audiences.
Give me the stuff you dropped on the floor.
Ha, for my 8 kids. Ha, 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 that's okay, bro.
Yeah, so they're experimenting with plump, juicy McSpicy wings. $6 for 4 pieces. They're more than twice as expensive as the equivalent number of McNuggets, but they're much higher quality. McNugget. Let's see, the review says, they felt bigger than what I got at my last visit to Buffalo Wild Wings. The hand-breaded crispiness rivaled Raising Cane's.
Oh, wow. My son wanted to try those when we were there at the McDonald's a couple weeks ago, but they were out for some reason, so they must be popular.
Must be.
And then anyway, I got that new sandwich that the CEO tried and hated it. Personally, I didn't like that one, but.
The Big Arch.
The Big Arch I did not like.
Yeah.
And I love McDonald's.
That's true. Maybe you're cut out for the dollar menu. Hey, we're dollar menu kids. It's all right.
That probably fits. Okay, we got more on the way in hour 3.
Armstrong and Getty.
Look, we all want to feel safe at home, but for a long time, home security has been expensive monthly fees and ironclad contracts that lock you in for years.
Yeah, I have Simply Safe. I chose it because they offer a better way. Comprehensive protection, sensors, cameras, I got all that, 24/7 monitoring, but on my terms.
Customize your entire system on their website in minutes, and when it arrives at your doorstep a few days later, the app-guided setup makes it so easy you can have the system up and live in less than an hour. If you need help, they'll give it to you.
But there's no drilling, no stress, no waiting around for a service appointment. You can get to it right away.
Monitoring service is a fraction of the cost of other brands, and you love the fact that if your needs change, you can cancel with no cancellation fee.
Right now, our listeners get 50% off a new system by visiting simplysafe.com/Armstrong. That's half off. simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Right now, go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.